It is time for a check on sports with Mike Kazi.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well,
so I asked Mike yesterday not to text me because I would be asleep. And this morning when I get up, and I know why he did it, he texted me anyways last night, even though I was asleep, because one of the first things I saw on my phone this morning was a text from Mike Kazi saying, "They're now four back. They're now four back.
Men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away."
Good morning, Mike.
I wanted it to be the first thing you saw this morning.
You were successful. It was. Because for some reason, the text notifications override the email and stuff like that.
I didn't know that, but yeah, I'm glad to hear it.
There was a big green one on my phone, and I said, "Damn, they must have lost because he wouldn't have texted me. He wouldn't have texted me if they won."
Yep.
Well, you know, they were going into that game. They were dead even. Baltimore's had the Yankees' numbers all year long.
Wow,
that's unbelievable.
Uh huh.
That's one of those absurdities in sports.
Absurdities.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're absurd, all right. Betances blew another one. A double down the line, a walk, a hit batsman, and then a see-you-later play. So a see-you-later play where bye-bye birdie was right in front of a ball, and he totally missed it to end the inning and allow the winning run to score. So once again, the ineptness of this Mr. Bird, who the Yankees are so high on, come to bite them in the butt. I can't see this guy Bird being a successful major league player. He's hitting 200. Yeah, he hit a three-run home run last night. You can count on that about as much as seeing a solar eclipse. And you can ask Dave how often they happen. So the Yankees blow another one to the worst team in baseball yesterday while the Red Sox beat Texas. But the big one yesterday that, in my opinion, was the Oakland-Houston game where, once again, like I've been saying all along, this pitcher won't see the light of day once the playoffs start. Their closer, Giles, his line yesterday was pretty good. It wasn't as good as Betances, but I should say it wasn't as bad as Betances. Zero innings pitched, three hits, three earned runs. That's pretty good, huh? That's efficiency. So he blew the lead for the Astros going into the ninth inning. They had themselves a 4-0 lead going into the ninth inning, and Mr. Giles gave it right back to him. And then Oakland took the lead in the top of the 11th, and then Houston filled the bases with one out in the 11th inning, and they scored two runs, the winning run coming on the most bizarre play I've ever seen in baseball. It was a swinging bunt by Alex Bregman, and the catcher picked up the ball to tag him for the third out, missed him, dropped the ball, then Bregman starts to run down to first base. The catcher hits him in the back of the head with the ball. The ball bounces off his head into the outfield. Game over. Oakland loses. Amazing. And just prior to that, there was a play at the plate, and the catcher for the Astros pulled the Sanchez. I think it's Jonathan Luckroy, too. He pulled the Sanchez. He tried to tag him. One thing was he forgot to catch the ball. So two awful plays by the catcher opened up the door for Houston to take the win away from Oakland when this was a game Oakland should not have lost.
All right. You see, I got an interesting story in baseball. Tampa Bay unveiled plans for a new stadium. And here's what I like about it,
Mike. Yeah, but they've been saying that for years.
No, this is it. It's going to be a new facility, no public funding. If it's going to be built, the team is going to come up with 50 to 60% of the money, and area businesses, if they'd like to invest in it, they can. But here's the cool thing about it. They looked at their attendance over the past 10 years, and the ballpark's not going to hold more than 30,000 people, and that's going to keep the cost down to under about $800 million instead of these huge, you know, projects. Uh-huh. So A, it looks like it's not going to be public financed, which is a good thing. B, if it's going to be built, businesses around the area, which will benefit from it, will more than likely have to chip in. And C, the remainder of the funds are going to be paid by Tampa Bay. If that all holds true, it'll be the way to build a stadium.
And D, it's never going to happen.
Yeah, probably not. But if it ever, but if it did, that would be the way to build a stadium.
Yeah, there's no way in the world local businesses are going to chip in to build a stadium for a team that might not be there in 3 years. It's not going to happen.
I think that's the whole thing, that if anybody chips in and puts up money, like there's going to have to be an ironclad that they're not going to move that team. That's the whole thing.
We know there's no such thing as an ironclad. That's for sure, too.
But it sounds
that's why it'll never happen.
But it sounds like it's a good idea. First, it's the first team owner I've heard that doesn't look like he's relying on state and
I'll
local
give
money.
Credit for that, but I don't think there's a shot in hell that's ever going to happen, because there's no guarantee. I mean, every year, as well as hearing the Rays getting a new stadium, you also hear about them leaving Tampa. So I don't think it's going to happen. And to their credit, they're 3 games over .500.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so now another news out of football for you. Former Seahawks cornerback Brandon Browner was charged with attempted murder.
Wonderful people, these guys.
Yes. Well, doesn't
matter. They can put these people in charge of the Girl Scouts.
It's just amazing. Well, where else do you want to go in sports?
Football yesterday. France beat Belgium. Noticed I called it football?
Oh, it is football.
What a boring game.
Hey, now England's got a chance to get in for the first time in a long time.
I hope they lose. I hope they lose.
Oh, my God. Oh, gosh. What else is there out there?
The Stems lost again yesterday, 7-3. I wonder when they're going to start dumping people. What's today's date? The 12th? 11th?
The 11th, yeah.
I wonder when they're going to start. And I'll tell you, and this is purely from a baseball standpoint. I don't have the Yankee hater hat on. I have a baseball hat on. The Yankees are going to have a very tough time to try to get themselves a pitcher because of the way some of these players are playing for them. I'm thinking their biggest chip that they're going to try to get rid of is going to be Bird, because Tyler Austin needs to be back in the uniform playing first base, and Bird needs to be wearing another uniform. But this guy is just so bad. He can't catch a ground ball. He strikes out 80% of the time. He hits that one glorious home run, and you're supposed to take the bait on that. His deal ability is very low, and I didn't even mention his chronic injuries. So it's going to be tough for the Yankees to make a deal for a top pitcher with just young talent. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what Cashman's going to do, but, you know, they keep talking about a pitcher. I don't think they need a pitcher. I think they need to get themselves a solid lineup and just go with it. And they got to give up on some of these players that they've been waiting on. And I think Bird's on the top of that list.
I think that they're going to come up with a couple of minor leaguers and Bird or another player, and they're going to go They're going to try to get one of the Met pitchers, either the one that's in Cincinnati.
You're going to get one of the Met pitchers for them guys. Not you can get a Met pitcher, but you're not going to get DeGrom or Syndergaard for that. No way.
No. But it's going to be interesting to see who they get, because they're good. They need a starting pitcher. They need
the Yankees must have a good psychiatrist on the team. So I would try to get Steven Matz, because that's what he needs. He needs a psychiatrist. if you can solve the issues in his head, he might become a pretty good pitcher. So that's the guy I would take a chance with, and he's the guy that you can get for those type of players.